Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Donna Melieri, and we're talking about the .NET side of Azure Mobile Services.
That's right.
So we saw earlier and kind of an intro and a sense of the power that you have. You get the full power of .NET.
Exactly.
But the convenience of mobile services.
Exactly.
Now, but I'm going to be doing this on an iPhone and a Windows phone. I have lots of mobile services. I want to have to send notifications to these people.
Right. So now we support push notifications through Notification Hub. Basically, you get a Notification Hub for free when you create a paid version of a mobile service. And with the free version of mobile services, you get a free version of the Notification Hub.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you how you can leverage that both in your client and your backend app.
Okay, cool.
All right. So in Visual Studio, there's this really cool add push notification wizard, and I'm going to use that. It's integrated with both the client and with mobile services.
So you're in the Solution Explorer.
Exactly. So what I did was I created a quick start project. I went to my mobile service, and I went to the quick start tab, downloaded the Windows Universal project. Okay. I'm opening it up here, right-click on the Windows project, and I say add push notification. And so what this is going to do is associate my app with the Windows Store so it has a well-known name. And then it's going to get all of the configuration parameters like the channel URI and this client secret, and it's going to put those into my mobile service. So I don't even have to do any manual work. So go through this wizard. I'm already signed in. You need a developer account to do this.
Right.
And it's going to say, okay, well, these are the apps you've already registered. I already created one. I'm going to use that. You can also create a new app name right here. Now, the next step is it's going to, I already signed into Azure. So it's going to look up my mobile service and see what mobile services I have that I want to associate with this app. So I happen to have the Azure Friday one. Click. Oh, and here you can even create a service if you didn't have one yet.
Okay.
So let's say you start from a client project and you need a backend. You can do it that way. So now I click Next. And what's going to happen is it's going to add some code to my client project. And then it's going to pop up a help page that will show me how to add code to my backend project.
I see. So it doesn't change your code for you.
Right.
But it tells you this is what needs to be done to support this.
For the backend. For the client, it does make changes. And basically, it adds a new class where it registers for a push channel. And I actually wrote this code in a separate place because I want to have notification callback. So I'm going to remove this.
And so when you said right-click and add, how is that different than if I had gone separately and signed up for notification hubs?
Oh, good question. So the add wizard works with mobile services. If you want it to work with notification hubs, you have to do a little bit more manual work. Basically, you would use notification hubs if you don't need a backend, if you don't need any data services or sync services or any authentication services. And also, if you wanted to use notification hubs from some other language backend, like let's say you have a PHP backend and you need to send notifications to your clients. So you use notification hubs if that's the only feature you need. You use mobile services if you need all those other features. Okay. And it's a pretty good deal because you only pay a small amount over the price of a notification hub.
But it sounds like adding push notifications to Azure Mobile Services just kind of completes that backend in a box.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
So let's go to the main page in the shared project. And here, I have added the same exact code that I would have gotten from the code that I deleted. Basically, you want to upload your channel.
So, so this is your manual recreation of that wizard that already
Made.
Okay.
So a channel is basically a device identifier. So when the app launches, what it's going to do is connect to WNS and say, okay, what's my identifier?
WNS, Windows Notification Services.
Exactly. And this channel is going to be returned by this method, create push notification channel for application async. And once you've done that, you would go to your mobile service and you get the push object and you say, okay, here's the channel for this device.
Okay.
And now this has abstracted away a lot of the behavior because as an app, I don't even care about this URI. I just need to get it from WNS and then pass it to my notification hub in my mobile service. And then I'm done. If the channel changes or if WNS says it's invalid, the notification hub will just remove it from its list. I don't have to manage
it. A channel changing, is that me? I get a new phone?
No, actually, WNS channels can change for any reason. They can change every few hours for some cases. So that's why whenever your app launches, you want to upload a new channel.
So a channel isn't a representation of a phone. It's a representation of a communication link.
Exactly.
That may come and go. It's like a phone call.
Exactly.
You hang up, you call again.
Yeah. It's very similar
new
to
channel.
That. So that's why here, when my main page initializes, I'm going to upload a new channel, just in case my old registration needs to be updated.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, the other thing I'm going to do, or I can optionally do, is when I get a push notification, it's going to show a toast by default, but I can also take some action. So this is the to-do list app, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to update the server project to send out a notification if someone adds a new item. So what I'm going to do here, if I do get a notification, is to refresh the to-do items I already have. So that's what the client looks like. Let's go to the back end. So in my to-do item controller, this is just the plain bare bones controller that you would get.
So we're back in Azure now.
Yes.
Not at the mobile, not on the device.
Exactly. So here, when someone adds a new item in the post to-do item, I want to send a notification to everyone. And this is actually one of the things that mobile services and notification hubs make really easy, because you don't have to basically manually keep track of all the device handles and send a notification to each one. It just does that scaling for you automatically. So here's
and that's like, you're not kidding when you say that. Like, this is like, doesn't the notification hubs, it's like Bing News, and like they send it to millions and millions
and
of people.
And Sochi Olympics, and actually the NFL fantasy football app also uses push notifications to tell people about changes to player stats.
Okay, so scale is not a concern.
Absolutely not. And so here I'm going to format a WNS message. So one thing that can be frustrating for developers is that on each mobile application platform, there's a different protocol for connecting to the platform notification service and a different format for what a message looks like.
Well, right. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, are you going to make me copy paste? Because I have an iPhone, I got Windows, iPhone, Android.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do is, instead of doing things this way, I'm going to make this a template notification. I'll keep this code here and comment it out. And what a template notification does is it basically sets up different templates for your different notification services, along with a variable or set of variables that you can customize. So in order to set up a template notification, what I'm going to do is put in a callback handler. Whenever a new registration comes in, this handler gets called. And in fact, I'll get a call to the register method. So what this does is it says, okay, what platform is this for? If it's Windows, this is what it looks like. If it's APNS, that's Apple, this is what it looks like, and so on. And it also creates a variable called message. And that's the variable I can then customize in the rest of my code. So if we go back to the controller.
So this side, this here, this code doesn't, I don't see anything Windows, Apple, or Android specific here.
Exactly.
I was going to wonder, the next question was going to be, what about WNS or APL? It doesn't have to think about that.
Exactly. You get to basically isolate that code that deals with the platform differences.
Nice.
And not to mention, Notification Hubs deals with connecting to those platform notification services. So now what I need to do is, once a new item is added, I need to call this post notification. So it's an async method, so I await it. And I'm going to just pass in the toString of the to-do item. So now let's deploy our mobile service, right-click, publish, and all the default settings are fine.
Okay.
And now we go back to our Windows Phone app, and well, first it's going to show me that screen. Go back to our Windows Phone app.
Windows Phone or Windows Store?
Oh, Windows Store. Thank you. I have both. I could have launched either one.
I saw you had both, yeah.
So here, these are the items I have.
Okay.
So
who will be notified right now?
Well, there's only one client.
You will.
But what's more interesting is, let's say you added a new to-do item for me.
Oh, I see.
So let's go to this. This is the help page that you get for your mobile service. Mm-hmm. It has a little client, a test client, that you can use. So you don't even need to actually set up a client app at all.
Okay.
You can just make REST calls directly. So let's post a new to-do item. You can also use something like Fiddler or Postman to accomplish the same task. So go to post and click try this out.
Nope, I don't have the API key. I was going to send you a message.
Next time I'll have to give you the API key. All right, so let's say from HTML client. And let's say complete is false. And we don't need to set
These other parameters. Complete is false because the message has not been...
The to-do item has not been...
The to-do item, okay.
And I don't need those other properties. They'll be set for me automatically.
Alrighty.
On the back end. And I'll do send, and I'll get 201. Oh. And now I have this here. And if I go back to the app, I can see from HTML client. Oh, it didn't come. From HTML client.
There it is.
So ordinarily, I guess when I dismissed the notification, it would have called that refresh method that I had.
Right, because you set up a callback, and then on the callback, you'd call refresh.
Exactly. So that's how you use Azure Notification Hubs with Azure Mobile Services.
It seems like everyone expects their application to have notifications now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're not an app, unless you're getting toast about something.
Exactly. And it's a good way for an app author to engage with their audience and make sure people are coming back to the app and using it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We're learning all about how push notifications work with Azure Mobile Services. And be sure to check out some of the more deep dives into notification hubs that we've done before here on Azure Friday.